Welcome back to the Leadership Loop podcast. Today, I'm excited to share something with you that I've been learning that's been helping my soul, my work, my relationships. And I've learned this through pain, trial, and often not getting it right. So I'm hoping that I can save you some of that pain and that you can learn this and jump in and apply it and get better today. So life isn't always fair. That is a fact that we all know. Sometimes people will mistreat you. They will judge you unfairly. You can't control so much of life, even though that we wish we could. And we even trick ourselves into thinking that we can control it when really we can't. When life is unfair, our natural reaction is to be discouraged. When people mistreat us, our natural reaction is to be frustrated and angry. There's a lot of natural reactions that come out. Well, I want to prove you wrong. I'm going to get you back. And a lot of those natural reactions aren't good, aren't healthy for us or for the situation. And so I've heard it said that in the moments where life is unfair, in the moments where you're mistreated, in the moments where you're downhearted, you can do one of two things. You can get bitter or you can get better. And today I want to help us land on that second thing. Let's get better instead of bitter and figure out how. Really, you can't control much in life, but there is only one thing that you can control. That one thing changes everything. It's your attitude. So this last year was a really hard year for me vocationally in my work as a pastor. There were times when I was really discouraged, when I felt isolated, at times betrayed, misunderstood. And all of that led me to, at several points, wanting to give up, just be done. Even though I knew that this is what God wants me to do, at that point, I wasn't sure if I wanted to do it anymore. I wasn't sure if I was cut out for it. And because of that, I was ready to give up. My attitude was down in the pits. And I had a moment where I realized that if I allowed my attitude to stay negative, I wasn't going to last. Like I was going to wash out, burn up. It wasn't going to last. And so I knew I needed to make a decision. I needed to change my attitude from discouraged, downhearted, beaten up. I needed to change from that negative outlook to something different. I needed to change from negative to positive. If I was going to change to positive, I had this moment where I realized I needed to be ruthlessly positive. I couldn't give negativity any space in my soul because if I gave it an inch, it would take a mile. And so I decided in that moment, I needed to be ruthlessly positive in my attitude, even though I was going through it in that season. And that decision to be ruthlessly positive, to change my attitude, really changed everything for me. The circumstances didn't change, but inside changed. It made a compounding impact on my soul, in my relationships, and I think it's starting to make a difference in my leadership. You're probably going through it in one way or another right now, whether it's a really hard relationship, something didn't go your way, maybe you feel mistreated or unfairly judged or misunderstood. Maybe you feel isolated and lonely. You're probably going through it, something that you can't control that you wish was different. But the one thing you can control is how you respond. The one thing you can control is your attitude on the inside. You can't control all that's happening on the outside, but you can control your attitude on the inside. How do you do that? What does it look like? Let's get really practical. If you want to be someone who leads with your attitude, with that ruthlessly positive attitude, here's one of the ways to do it. Attitude leaders face adversity with hope. So when troubles come, when the tough things happen to you, you face those with hope. And I think of this Bible verse, and it's Romans 8:31. Paul says, "What shall we say in response to all these things?" And that's a reference to what he just talked about, which was trials, tribulations, persecution, difficulties. What shall we say in response to all of those really hard things that we can't control? And then this is what he says, "If God is for us, who can be against us?" Paul shifts the attitude and says, yeah, there's a lot of things that you can't control, a lot of difficult things that are happening, but let me remind you that God is for you. So friend, if you're going through it, if you're facing adversity, I pray that God would give you incredible hope that he is for you. And if God is for you, who can be against you? That hope will buoy your soul. Hold on to that hope for all your life. If you're in the middle of a storm, don't let go of that hope that God is for you. It will be the lifesaver for your attitude when you're going through adversity. The next thing that attitude leaders do is they choose to see problems as opportunities. So not just holding on to hope, but seeing the problem as an actual opportunity. Again, the Bible verse that I think of comes from Romans 8, and it says this, "And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." God works in all things for the good of those who love him. What that means is that even when you're going through bad things, God is going to use those to bring good into your life. I can look back on lots of different really difficult situations in my life now in hindsight, and I see the good things that God has brought out of them. For example, my brother Jeff passed away from an accidental overdose, and it was one of the darkest times of my life. But coming out of that season, we were able to look back and see that God actually used Jeff's story to bring people to him. As that story was shared at his memorial and in other places, people's lives were impacted and they said yes to Jesus. So would I wish that on anyone else, their brother passing away from an accidental overdose? No. But is God so good that he was able to use that to bring about goodness in our lives and other people's lives? Yes. So attitude leaders see problems as opportunities, opportunities for God to bring good into their lives and into others. Another thing that attitude leaders do is attitude leaders don't grumble about what they lack. They are grateful for what they have. And it is so easy to grumble, complain, especially when you don't have what other people have or you lack what you feel like you need. But again, a Bible verse pops into my head. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 17 says, "Rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus." So what is God's will in your life? It's that you give thanks in all circumstances, that you wouldn't grumble, but that you'd be grateful. And I've said this before, but gratitude is one of my values. And because I've realized that when I'm grateful in life, it just makes me better. It elevates me. It changes my attitude. I've recently been impacted by Psalm 100. And in Psalm 100, it says, "We're to enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise." And what that means is that as we enter God's presence, or to enter God's presence, it's through gratitude. It's through thanksgiving that we enter his gates. It's your ticket into God's presence is thankfulness. And so be grateful. Don't grumble. It will change your attitude when you choose to be grateful, even when you lack things. Another thing that attitude leaders do is they choose to surround themselves with positive people. Attitude leaders feed off of others. We all naturally feed off of others. But if you want to be ruthlessly positive, you want to have a great attitude, get around people who have that same attitude. I don't mean to say that you can't be around people who are struggling or going through it, but that you've got to have some people in your life who are choosing the attitude that you want as well. Proverbs 12:26 says, "The righteous choose their friends carefully." the righteous choose their friends carefully. Why? Because your friends impact you. I always say this, that friends are like elevators. They only take you up or down. Are your friends taking you up in their attitudes, or are they bringing you down in their attitudes? Choose your friends carefully. Surround yourselves with people who are going to help you to be positive in life. Another thing that attitude leaders do is they choose to be ruthlessly positive. This is a sort of summation. Choose to be ruthlessly positive, because if you don't, life will drag you down. I just think life, again, where I started, is unfair. It's difficult. There is going to be suffering. Jesus promised us there would be suffering in this life. And so if you don't right now choose to be ruthlessly positive, you will get dragged down. I think of Philippians 4:4, when Paul tells the church in Philippi, rejoice always. I will say it again, rejoice. Like, he's repeating himself because he wants us to understand that we should rejoice. Think about where Paul is writing this letter from. He is in jail. He's telling these free people to rejoice while he's in jail, unfairly jailed for his faith in Jesus. And he's saying, rejoice, rejoice in all circumstances, rejoice always, choose a ruthlessly positive attitude, because if you don't, life will drag you down. I think Paul knew what he was talking about, don't you? Later on in verse 8 of Philippians 4, he says what we're to think about, and he says this, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Why is Paul saying this? I think it's because he'd probably learned it the hard way. There probably were moments in jail when he was being beaten, when he was suffering, that he was thinking about all the negatives. And now here he's saying, you've got to think about the positives. You've got to choose to be ruthlessly positive in your mind and your heart, because if you don't, life is so unfair that it will drag you down. So, how are you doing managing your attitude? As you're going through it, whatever you're going through, are you allowing negativity to take an inch? And if so, it's going to take a mile. Or are you choosing to be ruthlessly positive? Do your circumstances control you? Do your emotions control you? Or do you have something deeper within that's grounding you? For Christians, it's our faith in Jesus. It's the Holy Spirit within us that grounds us. If you're not a Jesus follower, do you have a deeper resolve, a choice to be positive? Whether you're a follower of Jesus or not, your attitude can make all the difference in what you're going through. And so I want to encourage you to choose ruthless positivity, to be so positive in your attitude. And I gave you these scriptural truths that I think can help you in that, because, man, it is life-changing when you do. And it's going to start in your soul and then move to your relationships and then move outward. So choose a positive attitude. I pray that you will. And right now I'm going to pray over you. Whether you're a Christian or not, I hope that you'd receive this. Heavenly Father, I pray right now for all those listening that you would deposit in their heart a hope, a joy, a perseverance through your Holy Spirit, that they would see that you're working in the trials and suffering to bring about good in their lives. God, give them a resolute attitude, a resolute decision to be joyful, to be positive, and to see that you're working all things for their good. So God, now we offer ourselves to you as your people. Would you make us positive in our attitudes today? Amen. Thank you so much for being here today. I pray that this was helpful. And if it was, hit that subscribe button so you can know whenever new content comes out. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Go be positive. You need it, and the world needs it. We'll see you on the next one.